Henry, in the end, obviously a draw, but you probably wouldn't be happy with the performance overall, in the sense that you were 10 points down at half time and 12, but a good finish in the end.
Yeah, they go to 12. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was 11, but no, absolutely not. First half was, it was very, very poorish. I don't know, you've seen it a lot more than myself. Yeah, we just weren't at the pitch whatsoever. And then obviously we gave him 6 points. We handed him two goals. But it was kind of indicative of our performance, to be honest. Flat, no energy, just lacking a bit of aggression whatsoever. And Dublin brought all that and were sharp and slick. And yeah, that's where we were at half time. And it didn't look good whatsoever. And yeah, it was a challenging dressing room at half time. And you don't know. You don't know what, you know, is there a fragility there that they, will they push on? And to be fair, they did push on, and I thought from a long way out it looked like we were going to get there and probably push on and get the victory. And that's the disappointing thing, we didn't finish it off and get that 1 or 2 point victory that we could have had. So yeah, different kind of emotions, but obviously, you know, foremost in my mind anyway is the first half. Why did that happen, and what can we do to try and change that for 2 weeks time? Because we know if we come back in 2 weeks time like that, you won't get a chance.
And you seem to be a small bit off the pace in the first half, so they're able to pick out players in isolation, really, and work the ball up the field.
Yeah, and obviously I felt Dublin's graph was going upwards every game they played this year, and obviously they had a competitive game against Kilkenny. I thought, watched that, and thought for 55 minutes they were right at it, and we were obviously going through the motions in Salt Hill, and you know, it doesn't prepare you, and we can talk about it as much as we want, but you have to be ready to go, and we weren't, and it was just symptomatic of our play all over the place. We were just very sloppy and careless and just no real intensity to it. So you can talk all you want in the dressing room beforehand with intensity and work rate, but you have to bring it to the pitch of the game and championship game, and that's what Dublin did and that's what we didn't do. So but in saying that, to be fair, and I'll you know miss a penalty then as well, the momentum kind of goes back to Dublin, and they dug it out again, and I think they got some good scores. And obviously you think of some of the leaders, and obviously Doughty is our captain, and he comes up and gets a big score and a goal, and that gives us back the momentum again.
And Joseph Cooney's performance, obviously, well, the vice captain, he got 5 points, 4 in the first half, that kept you in the game, and a vital score in the second half as well.
But you looked out the field in the first half. Without him there in the first half, like, we would have been in serious trouble. And that's, oh, you can talk about leadership all you want, but that's doing it, you know, when you need it most. And we were really struggling, and they're the kind of people you need on your team. And I said, that's what we have to find more of them. We have to find more of them, because otherwise you're not going to be good enough. You're going to be coming up short, and that's what you don't want to do. Because we've a great group of lads, really enjoying it. 38 lads, 12 of them training hard this morning, Ballinasloe before they came down. Good panel of 26. So there's some lads who want to get on the team, and I suppose that's what we'll have to find out for the next couple of weeks, that competitive nature to get the right people on the pitch as well.
It seemed the most obvious thing from the stands, that when you got on top of the puckhouse, that's how you turn the game around. Is that the long and the short of it, or is it?
That was obviously one of the factors when you go through all the data and you're looking now at the source of scores and all this kind of stuff. But I actually think, yeah, in puckage, yeah, because we were more aggressive, we wanted the ball more, we were hunting it, we were winning the breaks, we weren't going to the breaks soft, thinking I can take a nice touch here and I get the ball into my hand and I do something nice. That's not going to work in championships. So, and obviously the wind was a factor, because when you pucked it long in the second half, it was held up for them, so we could be more aggressive in attacking and winning more of the breaks. So in the first half, we really struggled in our puckage, and Dublin were very slick from there.
The subs, Henry, made a huge difference as well. Jack Grealish came on at half time, exceptional at the cornerback. Brian Concannon obviously won the penalty. Sean Lennon, exceptional as well at wing back when he came in.
Yeah, no, and Jason came in and obviously got the point to put us at level and stuff like that, and Liam obviously came in at the end. So, but we needed the bench. We needed a bit of energy. So but that's what I'm saying. That's, you know, we have a strong panel that are working very hard, and I'm sure some of them that are outside the 26 would love to be on the panel and making more of a contribution. And I'm sure a lot of them were sitting there at halftime saying, what are you doing looking at these lads, you know? So, and that's the hard facts of it. And we're going to need, because like we're coming up against Kilkenny at Leinster final, and, you know, if we perform like we did in the first half, as I said, we won't stand a chance.
Is it mixed emotions, Henry, the fact that you were so far behind, but then were forward, you know, in injury time, to ultimately want to close those games out?
Yeah, of course it's mixed emotions, but I think the overriding emotion is that, why, you know, why so flat and why off the pace so much? And obviously, in time, we'll settle on the positives, I'm sure. Mm. But for now, it's... But look, to be fair, we got it back, and I felt we were going to win the game, actually. And to be fair, Dolan Burke put over brilliant. Like, the two last frees out of Evan and Dolan were exceptional, I thought. So, yeah, so look, that is, but I suppose we always knew the draw was going to be the fair, good enough result for us, and that's the way it transpired.
You mentioned ultimately you're in the, you know, Leinster final where you wanted to be as well, you know, at the start of the day.
Yeah, and we've had an exceptional test today, 2 weeks out from it, you know, and as I said, we haven't had that in the last couple of weeks, so I think that's going to be a positive as well. And I think we know as a group as well that I think for us it'll really be about trying to focus and getting a performance. And if I stand here with you in 2 weeks' time and we get that performance, I think we'll be close. I don't know if we'll win it, but we'll be close. And this time last year, I couldn't do that. And I suppose that's the thing we need to work on.
Yeah, I was going to mention last year's final, Henry. Obviously, it was disappointing in the sense that Galway didn't turn up really for that Leinster final last year against Kilkenny.
And that was it, yeah. That was it. But I said, I don't think we should worry about the opponents. I think we should be worrying about ourselves and trying to get that fixed right for 2 weeks, and we'll get back and we'll recover right, and we have a chance to train hard for the next 2 weeks, and let's see what we can bring to the table, because it's nowhere like it, like, yeah. Really, Croke Park, you know, beautiful day today, you should be hopping out your skins, but it's all can be nice, but you need it hard as well.
And how's Cathal Mannion?
He's not too bad. Yeah. He's another hamstring injury, yeah. As you know, so it'll be very much touch and go, I'd say, to be honest with you.